joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-3 draw at Croydon. Alan, did we rescue a draw today, or did we deserve a share of the points? We
definitely deserve a share, without a doubt. It was going to be a hard one going in at the end of the game, to be honest, because I knew we battered them second half, and our chances, we had a lot of possession. Just they've done better from wide areas, done better, and we deserved a draw. And they, obviously, we're not going to win every single game. We'll try to, that's for sure. But if you're not going to win them, I remember little games like Whiteleaf and Eastbourne away, you got to make sure you don't get beaten. And last season we would have got beat, like we did 3-2 against Whiteleaf and all of Eston, and then the FA Cup against Eastbourne. Where if you're not going to win it, make sure you get something out of it. And the deal, to be fair to them, we've got something out of it, dear, and I'm delighted about the point. And that should kick one. I'm quite pleased.
When we get a penalty, you may as well just give us a goal and restart with a centre spot, Bobby Traynor.
It's actually the second one, like, you know, because there's a lot of hoo-haws, and lad probably should have got sent off, to be fair. And he's just took it, and you're confident he's going to score, like, you know, and that's what he's good at, you know, and he's done well. So, fair play to Bob, and I think he'll be top of the charts, isn't he, at the minute. He's not doing bad, is he?
It was a late penalty. I was second in the game, but should we have had at least two more challenges on Tony Bedell and Dean Lodge that clear-cut penalties?
I think one was, to be honest. Lodgy one was, but that's what you get with them. We're bringing this respect thing in now, like, and whoever top, I was getting told to shut up on it. And I don't mind that at times by the lanes, but the more bothered about if you're not out of your technical area and all about the game going on. And they're dying to do little things, like, you know, so I'm not falling for all this respect stuff, to be honest. Like, you know, it's good referees and bad, but they're starting to milk it now, like, you know, so it's... But yes, I thought we should have one more.
As I said to Nick Rondello, the respect has to be earned in the first place, doesn't it?
Yeah, by everybody. I totally agree. If it's like, you know, I don't mean, like you say, getting totally calmed down a bit on the side, because we do get excited. But some of the stuff we're doing at the minute, like this handshake before games and bloody, you know, got to be giving each other presents next night, you know. So it's ridiculous. It's spoiling the game, I think, like, you know, and you can't make a tackle anymore, like I said the last time. So it's a bit disappointing. But yeah, I thought he was poor idea again. And but he probably thought I was poor, so you know, there's no love lost.
We looked good going forward, as we have in every game so far this season, but for the first time this year we looked like conceding every time Croydon went ahead. Does that worry you?
It did. I back five were crap. Goalkeeper on the back four didn't do well, in my opinion, did you? Tom and Max never played like that again. Were awful. Don't get us wrong, I think our centre forward, except for Bobby, I think our centre forward is the best in this level, and the level up that I gather he's going trials are higher clubs and all that. And I thought he's excellent today. I thought he bossed our two centre halves about. I thought Max was awful. I thought Thompson was awful. We said at half time about getting tighter, and the first thing they're doing, we get down our right hand side, across it into the 6-yard box, and the centre forward's there by himself again. So yes, the back four had a bad day at the office. Wasn't helped by the midfield four, to be honest, defensively wise. And you know, but I'm not into all this. We've got to score four to win games. Not, you know, it should have been 3-1 to get us. And then we got to get a daft free kick. We'll give it away. They're silly girls. Silly girls all around. So it's something with plenty. But the good thing is, there's plenty of work on for first year. And like I say, last season we would have lost that 3-4-1. And we've come back in fair play going forward wise. We didn't do bad. And the subs worked, to be honest. Like, you know, putting John Neal on. And he's worked hard and got a little fill. You've got a little pass in there. And fair play on the penalty.
People have been critical of Tony Bedell, and I hold my hands up. I was on Saturday as well, but what a cross for Dean Lodge's goal.
Done well, he's just got to do more. Like, it's very frustrating. He's just got to do it, but it is going to be, like Harmsey said, it's going to be adjustment for him. And he's done great to get that cross in. And he's had a goal disallowed, remember? And he's got a couple of decent balls in. And, we took him off today, and Phil come on and done well, and we've got to draw it. But that's just courses for courses. It might be the other way around next week. But we can't just go on straight away. See, I think at this club, we need somebody to moon at. If it wasn't him, it'd be Lampton. Moon at me. I keep seeing it. There's supporters out there for listening to it. I don't know who listens to this, or where it goes on, or what website it goes on. But just moon at me. I don't mind at all. Leave the players alone. We do great at players. I care about the club, so does Tony. But don't worry about him. He'll be fine. Moon at me if you've got anything to say.
What about Carl Wilson Dennis? He didn't score today, but I thought he had a great game.
He's
up front with Bob.
Man of match by a million miles, and Bobby will love playing with him. Strong, determination. Haven't got the best out of him yet because he's not fit as we like him. He'll score 25, 20 goals this season for us, and if he doesn't, he'll make sure Bobby scores 30. He was excellent today. He was a right plus for us. And at half time, I signalled him out, and I'll signal him out now. I thought he was our best player by a million miles. The two ways, like, Lodgy was awful today, but then again, it's like Tony Bedell. Lodgy does nothing, falls over all the time. Doesn't look so he's going to get past the man, but he scored a goal and got a penalty. So that's why I keep him in the team, because somewhere along the line, he will do something of brilliance. But the reason he doesn't play at a higher level, he doesn't do it consistent enough. And we'll keep having a go at him. He takes it. He's a good lad, a good kid, and that's why he's best off not going. And he's best off, well, the reason he never went because nobody come in for him. But the reason he can improve with us, he can't, because we've got to get him more out of him. And he knows that, so we've got to work on his game.
although we've dropped points today, it's still 10 points from the first four games. Delighted with the start.
Somebody said Walton Hirsch won 1-0 again against Galway. That's fine. That's great. We've got them next week. We just got to concentrate on our game, not get beaten games. And the most important thing now is put the league away. We'll probably be second top or third top or something like that. I wouldn't look at the league table till we start the Birches Hill game again. People will tell us, of course, but what I'm bothered about now is the FA Cup, because it's massive for this club. And we'll be sorting that out. The chairman's put a coach on forward and don't make sure everything's done right. That's all I'm bothered about. We're leaking gone to hell for a couple of weeks. The most important thing for this football club now is getting on the FA Cup run, and that's what we'll be challenging to.
Does it come at a good time, or is it going to interrupt the good form in the league, do you think?
Not at all. It's come at a great time. Last season we got beat off, we got smashed down that Leatherhead when everybody thought it was going to be our year, and we're top of the table, just like we all know, and we got smashed that Leatherhead, and I blame that on the FA Cup defeat, because we thought, oh, we'll just bounce back. It doesn't work like that. So it's come at a great time, because we haven't been beaten in the league, so we're unbeaten. The FA Cup is massive. Yes, you want to get out of this league, and I know that's my job, trying to get out of this league and the players' job, but the FA Cup is massive, just as important as a league, and I mean that. It's touch and go what you'd rather have, getting the first round or win the championship, because if we want to bring fans back to this club and bring everything back what we had 10 years ago, we need to get an FA Cup run, and we need it to be important. It's the biggest game of the season by a million miles.